Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Corey and I have a great show planned for you for today. Going to talk about some macro issues vis-a-vis what's going on in the market right now. I am getting very, very pessimistic when it comes to the conventional markets in the United States. We've got Axel Merck with us right now. Axel is a regular guest on our program. He's from Merck Investments down in the peninsula south of California. What are your thoughts on the conventional markets right now, Axel? Is this a good, safe place to be?
People right. think it's safe, and that's exactly what makes me concerned. Great to hear you. Great to be with you. There is too much complacency in the market, and that's not just my opinion. That is, I think, what's the result is of central bank buying. When central banks buy securities, they drive down what's called risk premia. They take fee out of the market. That's why junk bonds don't yield anything. That's why the volatility in the market isn't low. The problem with that is that if for whatever reason fear comes back to the market, investors will say, I didn't sign up for that. And because we have less liquidity than we had in the past, that can cause a market crash. That can cause violent reactions. And that's really the problem. And we have that in the equity and in the bond market. Last year, equities and bonds went up. It is perfectly possible for both equities and bonds to come down.
Now, Axel, do you think if this fear does come into the market, first off, is it going to come from domestic issues or international issues, such as problems in the euro or problems over in China? And if it does come into the market, do you think the sell-off will be sharp and severe, or will it be more of a trickle-down, choppy movement?
I assure you that with hindsight, a journalist will pinpoint what exactly it was. But if I go back to 2007, for example, in late 2007, we were warning about rising volatility. With hindsight, people identified problems in specific firms that supposedly were responsible for these problems. But on the bigger picture side of things, what happens is that people gear themselves up. They pile into a trade. Momentum trading is the most successful trade in recent years, and it doesn't really matter what changes it. It can come out of left field that suddenly some regulator says something or this or that, and maybe Janet Yellen nowadays gives stock market advice. Maybe it's her. Who knows? The point is that these markets are vulnerable. And yes, we'll find a culprit somewhere, but that's just going to be yet another symptom of where we are along the chain. And so that's why I wouldn't focus so much of whether Chancellor Merkel catches a cold or whether the Chinese have a good or bad an economic number. It is that, here we go, you're coughing. That's a sign the market might be plunging. So anything can drive these markets down. And so you just got to be careful. These markets are fragile. These markets are tired. Got to take precautions before the trouble hits, not afterwards.
Now, Axel, to take precautions, does that mean that we look more towards gold and silver, or do we look towards the U.S. dollar, which sometimes can be considered a safe haven?
There is no easy answer to this. If you take gold, for example, the beauty about gold is that over the long run, if you take since the early 70s, the correlation of gold to the equity markets is just about zero. And that's the sort of thing you want to have. You want to have something that's uncorrelated, but anybody knows that gold on a short time frame can be correlated to the market. So gold is something that many people easily understand. Historically, the volatility in gold, though, can be quite high. Yes, I like gold, but it's just one of the tools to look at. Now, is it the dollar? Well, keep in mind the dollar had been rising together with the U.S. markets. That's not supposed to be happening. The dollar is supposed to be the safe haven. In fact, in recent weeks, when the market has come down, it was the euro that was rallying. And part of it is that everybody was short the euro. Too many people had piled into the same trade. Some people talk about the euro being the funding currency. You have negative interest rates, so why not borrow money in euros? Which means when risk is off, when people run for the hills, they have to cover their shorts, they have to de-lever, and the euro was rallying. And so we advocate diversifying to baskets of currencies. Any one currency isn't safe, but at the same time, if you want to hold cash, you got to hold it somewhere, so you got to diversify it somehow.
Well, I agree 100% that you have to diversify somehow. I mean, that's been my investment philosophy for the past 35 years, to say the least. And quite frankly, it's worked. The thing about the markets that bother me more than anything else, actually, is the fact that they are so clearly being driven by the Fed and the government, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, you look at the conventional markets in the United States, down $150 one day, and the next day, boom, they're back up $150. This pattern is getting to be more and more repetitive, and that really has me worried because I'm not sure how long the repetition can last.
Well, it will last until it doesn't, right? And we
that's
saw
one way to, that's
90.
One way to put it.
And you saw it in the 90s. Greenspan warned about irrational exuberance. I think it was 97 or so. It took another 3+ years until for the markets to correct. And so it is very difficult to time these tops. But again, if nothing else, if you take chips off the table, if you do prudent rebalancing, the equity portion of people's portfolio has gone up, so take some chips down so that overall ratio doesn't change. Now, I happen to be more pessimistic, so I'm almost entirely out of stocks these days. I'm also almost entirely out of bonds. And we do precious metals, we do currencies, because we're comfortable with that. We like that. The one challenge with diversification is that the classical diversification doesn't work because everything is more highly correlated. So one needs to look at alternative products. But when you talk alternatives, you talk about long-short strategies, it gets very complex. And so there is no easy answer. But holding your money in any one currency, be it the dollar, the yen, or the euro, I would certainly not call safe either.
I think that's a good comment, Axel, is that you do, I think, to diversify, need to focus on certain industries that you can spend some time in and diversify that way. And if you do think that a change might be coming in another sector, then go ahead, put some money there. But I don't think that, as you mentioned, the classic diversification of 10% here, 15% here, 30% here is the correct way for everybody to do it because of these crazy times. And talking about these crazy times, we have seen an uptick in long-term interest rates. Chris Temple brought this to our attention earlier this week, especially over in Germany and here in the U.S. Do you follow this and pay any credence to how this might lead down the road?
Well, certainly. I mean, you got to look at how sensitive these bond markets are. The German bonds, they were touching zero almost and at the 10-year. And now we've had almost a mini crash out there. It was first Bill Gross, then Gundlach that said that you should get out of it. It was suddenly 80 basis points, 0.8% almost. And so that's a huge, huge move for those sort of securities. And by the way, historically, the long end of the yield curve, these bonds are volatile in the U.S. and elsewhere. And one of the things I've been arguing for some time is that, yes, the Europeans might be printing money, but still the Fed is the biggest elephant out there. And so if the Fed wants to pursue an exit, and I don't think they can successfully do it, but if they want to pursue it, it will overwhelm markets in other parts of the world. So it doesn't matter that the Europeans are printing. And so these shockwaves will be felt around the world. Ultimately, central banks are just zipping with a straw from a big, big ocean, and they can buy the stuff they want. But if the market loses confidence, things move on. Yes, we will see more volatility, and it's going to be very difficult to hide. The one thing I'd like to add here is that central banks have pretty much destroyed the safe component in people's portfolio. There is no place to hide when you do classical portfolio optimization. There is no risk-free component. Throw that out and you'll do okay, but just don't think you're going to be safe anywhere.
How do you throw it out? What do you throw it out and put it into?
You just throw it out. You can do a portfolio optimization without a risk-free component. And so there are plenty of mathematical formulas out there if you believe in portfolio optimization. It's more difficult to do it conceptually, to just say, I can't hide anywhere. You cannot just stuff the money under your pillow because the purchasing power of your money is going to erode. That's what financial repression is. That's the environment we're in. That's what you get when governments spend too much money, when they want to erode the purchasing power of your money. And you have that problem in the U.S., you have it in Europe, you have it in Japan. You have it in most developed places in the world, and you've got to deal with it because it's the government that sets the taxes, and they'll get the money from you somehow.
And there you have it from Maximum Work. If you want more information on Merck Investment, go to our favorite site section and click on Merck Investments. Axel, thanks for helping us out this week.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yo!
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We have a very important company update right now. We're talking with Arturo Prestamo. Right now he is the president and founder, I might add, of Santa Cruz Silver. He and his family have been involved with Santa Cruz ever since it was a private company when they founded it. It is, I think, one of the more interesting silver producers out there. Corey, take us away on this one, man.
Well, Arturo, Santa Cruz came out with the year-end financial statements, and breaking it down, we did see some pretty good results, I would say. Cash costs, all-in sustaining costs, I want to touch on. Plus, I want to touch on just where the company is setting up after Q4. So, to start off, can you talk about, in general, fiscal 2014? We know that the company did have a temporary shutdown in the mine, but that mine is back online, and things are looking better, aren't they, right now?
Absolutely, Corey, and now thank you very much for having me here at your space, and thank you for your auditorium to be listening at this interview. Definitely, as you mentioned, Corey, we have a very good fourth quarter here. I mean, production ounce produced increased by 40% quarter on quarter. Cost came down, keep coming down on double digits since first quarter. This time it was 17% down from the third quarter. And you will see cost coming down significantly again. We expect to be on the $15.50 all in by the third quarter in this year. On the fourth quarter, we were producing, were milling around 270 tons per day, 280 tons per day, but we were mining around 400, 450. So we were already incurring in cost of mining of full capacity at Rosario and only being able to mill 270 tons per day. So now that the mine, as you all point out, has resume operations and start up again with its production, you will see costs coming down significantly as operations from the mine will be more aligned to our milling capacity, right? During December, we were installing or commissioning the third ball mill, which gave us a 700 tons per day milling capacity. And now, as we restart operations at the Rosario, the mill is fully capable of running the 450 tons per day and that the mine can produce, right? So you will see a significant ramp-up coming in the next coming months. And in the same line, you will see costs significantly coming down quarter over quarter until we will reach this $15.5 all-in per silver equivalent.
Now, Arturo, it is very important in these type of markets to keep the costs under control, but I also believe that it is important to keep production at least on a steady pace and growing, preferably, if you can get those costs down. So you did touch on those costs and the increase of that third ball mill. When do you expect to be at almost maximum capacity for the mine?
Actually, the mill is already ready to produce, process more 700 tons today, I mean, milling capacity, right? And the mine is now getting to the 400 tons per day, which should be by mid this month. In the next 10 days, 15 days, we should be in the 450 tons per day, which is the budget for the mine. And from there on, right, so we are seeing the mine now reaching its capacity, and people will start seeing production increasing again significantly for the next quarter and cost coming significantly down as well.
Now, Arthur, I want to focus on Q4 of 2014 because I saw kind of an anomaly here when I was looking over the segmented information. In Q3, the company did produce a little bit of earnings, positive income, for mine operations in Q3. But in Q4, I see that number did go back to about negative just under $300,000. What did happen in Q4 from a financial and operating perspective?
Yes, Corey, that's a good observation, actually. Well, the mine was, operations at Rosario were positive, actually. We were around $300,000 on the positive. What happens here is that we did a reclassification on certain inventories at site, which took us from an accounting point of view to a negative number, right, to around, as you well point out, around $292,000. But without this reclassification, the mine was actually cash flow positive for around $300,000, a little bit less, like $280,000. So you will see in the breakdown on the finances, you will see what I'm describing, and you will keep seeing the mine keep generating cash flow positive. And I would like to point out, Corey, that during fourth quarter of 2014, the cost of silver per ounce came at least 70% down than the first than the third quarter, right? So with silver at $16, the mine was already was still reflecting cash flow positive and still ramping up, right?
Which, Arturo, it is good to hear that you are able to, I guess, be cash flow positive with these lower metals prices just in general, and it is nice to hear that you're continuing to move forward. Can we touch quickly on the cash that you have in the bank, just because that is another crucial factor?
We have around $1.7 million, Corey, and around $7 million in accounts receivable. That's pretty much what our status is right now. And Rosario, as I was mentioning, it's starting to bring a little bit of cash here to the treasury. The mine is pretty much running on its own. We feel we're in good shape for now.
When you say we're in good shape for right now, it's really tough to make projections, and nobody realizes that more than I do, you know. And, you know, you always have to, whenever you ask a question like this, you always have to state that, you know, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But just give us your thoughts on, if everything goes well, what will the income statement look like this year, starting, let's say, in the second quarter?
In this year, with today's prices, right, with today's metal prices, we should be generating on Rosario about $5 million on cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the $5 million, that's total revenue. What would that do? What would that basically do to the bottom line?
No, that's cash flow positive from the mine, right? It's not revenue. We expect to be selling around 1.3 million ounces throughout the year.
Okay.
Silver equivalent, right?
Okay, well, I misunderstood, but that's good to hear. I got to tell you, we've been following Santa Cruz for quite some time now. Corey, I know you are a shareholder. I'll probably be picking up some more stock also, but I want to say that, you know, you guys are really, really, in my opinion, one of my favorite companies, simply because you've been doing this for so long, and you started out as a private company, and everything is going well. We're really happy for you, Arturo.
Thank you all. Thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're chatting right now with a good friend for a long, long time, one of the most successful people in our industry, best-selling author, etc., Marin Katusa. Marin, you're going in a new direction right now with your life and your career. What's going on, bud?
Well, a lot of changes are happening. I'm excited. I started up Katusa Research. Everything I'm doing is free. You can see the research on site. I'm going to be posting videos and analysis, editorial, and what my plan is. You know, it's no secret I manage funds with Doug Casey and Rick Rule. That's my focus right now. But I have fun writing, and I'm going to continue writing about what I'm looking at, what to stay away from. And it's all free for everyone to see. We've outperformed the industry index and our peers significantly. With the changes at Casey Research, it's been an incredible past 10 years with Doug. But we part ways now, and we part as friends. And we continue to be as strong friends, and he'll continue to be a mentor of mine. So even though we've parted from our franchises and our businesses, we still continue as partners in the fund, and, you know, look, we're still very close personally. So everything's good. Everything's strong. I'm also good with the Olivier and David Galland, who've separated from Doug. And, you know, I'm kind of the bridge between the two, you can call it. But things are really good.
No, Marin, it is great to hear. You're out on your own. Everything is for free that you are distributing. I would highly recommend all of our listeners going to check out Marin's new site. That is KatusaResearch.com. Marin, can you give us a little insight into the sectors, industries, topics that you're going to be covering to kick this off?
Sure. Definitely focused on resources, and it's going to really be focused on junior resources. And if it's going to be producers, it's going to be more oil, North American focused, and natural gas, and then obviously gold and the base metals, things that I've spent the last 15 years of my life getting to know all the movers and shakers in the industry, and more importantly, have an edge over everyone else. That's why we have some of the biggest names investing in my fund, because I have that edge. You're not going to see me be talking about the tech sector or biomedical or healthcare. That's all hot right now. I stick to what I know, and ironically, even though we're in a bear market right now, you know, my fund is flush with cash. Personally, with a high percentage in cash, and this is the market you will make a fortune in. It's not crowded. No one's financing these deals. You can dictate the terms on your own terms, and that's why I'm focusing on private placements in the junior resource sector. Invest with the right people and the right structure, the right management teams, the right assets, and the right political jurisdictions. In the next 3, 4, 5 years, I don't know whether it'll be 3 or 5, but it really doesn't matter. You structure a good full 5-year listed warrant, and it's going to be an incredible payday when this all comes to fruition.
Well, I happen to agree with you 100%. I think it's going to be an incredible payday. The last incredible payday that we had, we being Kathy and I, was back in 2010. But I got to tell you, it was absolutely wonderful in 2010 in terms of income and in terms of successful investing. And I'd have to say, I think you're right, Marin. I think we're around the corner from that happening again. I mean, people like resources, and the market's not going to go away, man.
No, not at all. And, you know, it's interesting. I really do believe we're about to turn the corner. Look, if it takes an extra 12, 18 months, that's irrelevant in the big scheme of things. You know, I stood up at the Casey conference in 2011 in October and said, we are entering a deflation in resources. This is why I'm going heavy in cash and the funds and myself personally. And it's played out. So my timing's been pretty spot on. Now I'm looking at things. I'm taking big positions in very few companies. Now, this is the key. You don't have to go hog wild. I don't think this is the market where you load up on, you know, 30, 40, 50 positions. In my funds, I'm very focused on select few, but I can see it starting to happen. When you have got, you know, brokers in the business who've been in resources for the last 25 years, basically throwing in the towel and starting to speculate in the U.S. and Chinese markets and their equities, that kind of signals to me the ones who know it the best and love it the least and have thrown in the towel, and you're standing alone in the valley of darkness, I think we're pretty damn close to the bottom.
Now, Marin, we've been saying that this is very much a stock picker's market for quite a while now, at least the last year or so, and especially when some of the resources and metals especially have shown at least a sideways choppy movement. And in those kind of markets, you really can pick out those companies through a lot of analysis that will not only survive, but are able to grow their business even when we're not seeing screaming higher prices. What are some of the factors that you're looking for in the select companies that you move into? Is it a good cash balance? Is it production numbers? Is it a growth forecast? Where do you look?
Well, you know, look, I first start with people. I have to like the people. If the people aren't top quality, top tier, I won't touch it regardless of the opportunity. You look at what we've done with Copper Mountain. It's up 50% year to date. You look at UEC, something I've been telling all our subscribers for years. Get in this. It's up 100% year to date. You look at Brazil Resources. It's up 45% year to date. These are the type of companies you want to invest in, right structure. It's all of the above, Corey. You know, it takes a long time when you invest in these junior speculations. I've been doing this for 15 years, and you get to know the management team. You get to know, you know, that their focus factors in this, that their whole personal net worth is in these companies. You know, you look at a guy like Ross Beaty, his focus factor. You know, you get to know these guys, and you pick your timing right. You know they're going to deliver, a Lucas Lundin. So, you know, I think you have to look at all of the factors above and take your time, be patient, and pick the right broker to get you into these financings.
I have to agree with you 100%. You know, I haven't been in this business for as long as I have. It really is a people business. I mean, we could talk all we want about basically, you know, various trends in the industry, et cetera, but I got to tell you, one thing that I have found is if you don't invest in people, your odds of success are not going to be all that great.
100%. And, you know, I really think it's in all sectors like that. But my focus is in the junior resources and, you know, when I look at, for example, some of the Canadian Hall of Fame miners that work out of my office, I have Roman Schlenka, and I'm not a geologist, but when I have a mining question, I go to Roman Schlenka. You know, it's great seeing this legend who has a key to my office, and he comes into the office, and we start talking shop. Or if I have an engineering question, I go to another Canadian Hall of Famer, Jim O'Rourke. Or if I need an oil question on shale, I go to the best guy in the world, Mark Buston. So you see these, you know, there's such an age gap, Al, that you're starting to see in our sector. And what Corey is doing is the right thing. He's focusing and he's sacrificing so much right now, staying in a sector that is so unloved. But when the momentum comes back, and it will, he's now not a young guy who doesn't know anything anymore. He's going to be an experienced veteran with 30 years to go. And that is the beauty that I really see the opportunity in our junior resource sector today, where all of these older legends, you know, it's going to be their last party at this. You know, when you look at the Eric Sprotts, the Doug Caseys, the Rick Rules, you know, Rick's publicly stated that, you know, in 4 or 5 years he wants to be out. And he deserves to go and enjoy his time. He's a workaholic. I've learned so much from that man. He is brilliant. But the guy works 15, 16 hours a day. And it's time for him to enjoy his life also. So, you know, when I'm looking out 10, 15 years to the sector, Corey and I are going to be in our prime. And that's where the focus for me is the next 5, 10 years.
Marin, to further touch on one of the benefits of a down, depressed market is the ability of everybody who is interested in a company to simply call up the company and talk to management. It's one of the best ways to get a feeling for where the company is going and just build a comfort level with the management who you might be investing in, because as you mentioned, it's a key out there. But Marin, some great comments from you. Really enjoy having you on the show. Also, really enjoy your new website. Again, go check that out. We're going to continue to have Marin on our show chatting about, well, his specialties, the resources. Thanks, Marin. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We have a new guest with us right now. A real treat, I think, not only for Corey and I, but also for our listeners. Joan is a former White House counsel. His name is Peter J. Wallison. He's a fellow in the financial policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, a very well-known author. We're going to talk about his latest book. Peter, the reason I want to talk about it is because I think you're on exactly the same page that Corey and I and all of our listeners are. What do you think about what's going on in the financial world right now in the United States?
Well, I'm really quite concerned about what's going on right now. The Dodd-Frank Act, which was adopted in 2010, without any question, is the most restrictive law placed on the financial system in this country since the New Deal, and stricter in many ways than things that were adopted in the New Deal. And what it has done is made it very, very difficult for firms, especially smaller firms that don't have access to the capital markets, to get financing. And that has restrained the growth of our economy. We have had, since the financial crisis in 2008, the slowest growth of any recovery from a recession or a financial crisis since the mid-1960s. And the only reason that that is true, and the reason it has caused so much pain to so many Americans, is that the Dodd-Frank Act has seriously suppressed risk-taking in the financial system.
Well, Peter, one thing that really sticks out to me with, well, the Dodd-Frank Act, as well as other policies that have been enacted since, I would say, 2008, is the attempted move away from too-big-to-fail banks. But the fact of the matter is, these too-big-to-fail banks are only getting bigger right now and more powerful in that sense, which also, I think, leaves them and the whole country more vulnerable.
You are exactly right. And one of the reasons they are getting bigger is that the regulation that I was talking about has created what the head of the JPMorgan Chase, the biggest of them, called a regulatory moat, which keeps out competition. The regulation is so costly that the smaller institutions have to spend a lot of money hiring specialists and lawyers and compliance managers and all that kind of thing in order to meet the regulatory requirements, while the big ones have a much larger asset base over which to spread these costs. So the big ones are getting bigger because the smaller ones are being priced out of the market.
You know, I can really relate to that, Peter. I served on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank for about 22 years, and we eventually sold our bank. I mean, we were a small bank. We did most of our transactions, most of our revenues came from the real estate sector, and we realized in about 2001 or 2002, we realized the writing on the wall, and we sold our bank to another institution. And interestingly enough, in the area that we were in, which was the Portland, Oregon area, a lot of banks got in some very serious trouble. One in particular that some friends of mine started was actually shut down by the Fed, you know, because their footings just shrank to basically nothing because of the real estate crisis. I have another question for you, though. My question is this. I am very, very concerned about the economy in the United States for all the reasons that you've given so far. I believe right now, as many of our regular guests say, that there is a huge disconnect between reality, economic reality, and the performance of the conventional stock market in the United States. Do you have any comments on that?
Oh, of course. The stock market is responding to one major thing, it seems to me, and very simple. That is, when the Fed keeps interest rates at a quarter of a point, then people are looking for some kind of return, and so they're putting their money in the stock market. In addition, the large companies are doing reasonably well. They're not growing tremendously fast, but they are, by cutting costs and that sort of thing, they're reasonably profitable. So the large companies are doing fine. They're largely the ones that are in the stock market. People are investing in the stock market because they can invest in, or they want to invest in, fixed income securities of various kinds because the rates are too low. So it all makes a lot of sense to me, and it is a major problem and a problem of our economic policy since the financial crisis.
Well, and Peter, talking about our economic policy, I want to chat about these very low interest rates that we are seeing, as well as the end of QE in the U.S., but it seems like the ramping up of QE around the world. Are we just getting ourselves in a deeper and deeper hole by keeping rates at pretty close to zero and essentially having this QE tap able for us to turn back on at any time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, if you are an investor in anything like a fixed income security, then you've got to be very worried about when that tap is going to be closed off or open, depending on how you want to look at it. Interest rates have got to rise at some point. When the interest rates do start to rise, then the assets that you have been purchasing that are paying very little are going to decline in value. And when that happens, you're going to have some trouble. So it's creating a lot of uncertainty in the markets. We ought to get away from this. We ought to return interest rates to their regular patterns over time, have the Fed focus entirely on making sure we have stable interest rates, not low interest rates, but simply stable interest rates. And I think the economy will begin to be better balanced. That won't necessarily mean that we will have a lot of growth, because, again, my point is that the growth in the economy is restrained substantially by the availability of credit, especially the firms, the ones that do a lot of the employment and from where most of the growth actually comes, especially those firms that don't have access to the capital markets because they haven't registered their securities with the SEC.
The thing that concerns me so very much right now, Peter, is the fact that the actions of the Fed over the past, I would have to say going back certainly to 2008, 2009, the actions of the Fed have put a tourniquet, for lack of better terms, on the wound. But the bleeding has only stopped temporarily. And I got to tell you, when that tourniquet breaks, in my mind, all hell's going to break loose.
I'm not sure that I can agree with that. I don't know for a fact that there is more risk in the economy than there was. I think it's sort of the opposite, and that is that we have tightened up on risk so severely. The banks are much less risky. They're holding much more capital than they were before. And the real question is whether that was necessary. The book that I recently published, was published in January, called Hidden in Plain Sight, makes the point, and this is, I think, very important, that we had the financial crisis because of government housing policy. It's not that a capitalist system is inherently unstable. And that's what the left has been saying from implying or saying for many years, that we have to have much more government regulation because market systems are inherently unstable. No, we had the financial crisis in 2009 because of government housing policy that caused the deterioration in underwriting standards and a huge number of subprime and otherwise very weak mortgages in our financial system. If we get the government out of the housing finance system, if we don't follow those policies again, and I'm afraid we are following those policies again in housing right now, we won't have another financial crisis, and we can allow much more risk-taking in our financial system.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree with what you're saying about the philosophy right now of the current administration, anyway, vis-a-vis the free markets. Free markets are what worked in the United States. Free markets are the reason that we grew to the point that we grew. I just pray that that growth hasn't subsided because, you know, the rest of the world is getting an awful lot stronger, an awful lot faster than we are at this moment in time. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Well, certainly Asia is. I think the trouble in Europe is an advanced case of what's the problem here. And we are trying to imitate what the Europeans have been doing over many, many years, and that is reducing risk-taking, increasing the size of their financial institutions, and so forth. We can have a very innovative and vital financial system if we allow much more freedom for financial institutions and firms in general. You're entirely right. That is what built the United States into a powerhouse financial country for a century. And now we are moving away from that. We're moving toward a much more controlled and much weaker, slower financial system that is dominated by very large, ponderous, government-backed institutions. This is a terrible problem, and we're not doing anything about it right now.
Peter, it's been fantastic chatting with you, a fantastic addition to our roster of guests. We're definitely going to have you back on, and I highly recommend everybody go out there and pick up that book, Hidden in Plain Sight, by Peter J. Wallison. You can pick it up on Amazon. Just type it into the search engine. Thank you for your time, Peter.
Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.